free delivery, sir.
Okay, so we're on Peapod here.
Grocery.
And we're going to assume for this demonstration that everyone has an account already. If not, you know, we could go through that at a different time, how to create an account. But basically, it's name, rank, and serial number. So we want to start looking for to log in.
Link, skip the main content. Grocery delivery, sir. Main nav link home. Main list, browse aisles, my shop list, and search by edit, sir. Guest button menu.
Nope, we don't want guest.
Dollar zero, main nav, secondary link specials, link loaded, link pass, link order, link express shop, link shopping list, help button, list and link delivery to link 81.
Oh, so it's got my address already, so I'm logged in, that's good.
Link reserve a time, second to main reach our hottest deal this week only.
Okay, so let me flip over to my shopping list.
Inbox dash Frank Dugventour, inbox enter. Mail folder, unread. Nina Kagan, Peapod order and sat 12 select. Nina Kagan, FW. Nina enter. Peapod, frozen waffles.
Frozen waffles, okay. So I'm going to flip back to Peapod.
Inbox grocery deliveries.
And at the top of the screen is a search field. So we're going to search for that.
Grocery delivery.
Then we're going to search for frozen waffles. So you'll enjoy as we use E for next edit field.
Search by edit, search. Enter, Ben F, R. O, Z, E, S, bit up, A, L, E, S, enter. Search by frozen waffle, edit, frozen waffle. Search results, heading level 1.
Peapod is very nice because it puts all your search results in headings, and you can move through them pretty quick.
Search results, heading level.
So I'm just using the JAWS heading command.
Kellogg's Echo Waffles Home Style Dash 10 CT heading level 3 link.
If we wanted to get really detailed information about that, like nutrition facts, everything like that, you'd hit enter on that. If you just want the basic information, like how much does it cost, we could down arrow.
Link $2.89. Add to cart button.
$2.89. Let's see what else we got here.
Kellogg's Echo Waffles Thick and Fluffy Original Dash 6 CT heading level 3
fluffy?
Link. Link dollar add to cart button. Off the grid frozen waffles vanilla buttermilk dash 8 CT. Link $4.99.
And I'm just moving through these with the headings command.
Off the grid frozen waffles wild blueberry dash 8 CT heading level 3 link. Kellogg's Echo Waffles blueberry dash Kellogg's Echo Waffles chocolatey chip dash Kellogg's Echo Waffles buttermilk dash 10.
So I want the home style, so we'll go back to the top because that's the first one.
Search results for.
Just wanted to control home.
Search result Kellogg's Echo Waffles home style dash 10 CT heading level 3 link.
Okay, so that's what I want. It's a 10 pack. And I'm actually going to get two of these, but I'll show you how to do that in a minute. So let's add it to my cart. So I'll go down to the button that says add to cart.
Link up, add to cart button.
Okay, hit enter on that.
Enter main region. Sort and filter content loading 39
Now, remember, when we were using a JAWS edit field commands, hitting E, we moved from a search field. And that was the only edit field there was, but now there's another edit field, and it's going to tell me how many I have in my cart.
Quantity in cart edit, one.
It says one in cart, but I really want two. So I'm going down arrow, I'm going to find a button that says increase quantity.
Add one more to cart button.
Add one more to cart, let's hit space on
there. Main region, sort and filter.
And hopefully it'll say two in cart now.
Wrapping the top, search by edit, quantity in cart edit, one.
Now I know it's on a slow internet connection like here, this takes forever to refresh. At home it's much quicker.
Wrapping the top, search quantity in cart edit 2.
Oh, now it says 2. Okay. So now we have 2 waffles in my cart. So I'm going to flip back to my Peapod list here.
Peapod order and dash best Peapod Morningstar breakfast links.
Morningstar breakfast links.
Search results.
So we're going to repeat this functionality. Going to go to the top of the page and look for a search field.
Search by edit, search.
And then.
Enter.
And then we're going to put in Morningstar links.
M-O-R-N-I-N-G space S-T-A-R space L-I-N-K-S enter search results vertical bar Peapod.
And again, all the search results are in headings, so it's really easy to navigate.
Search results heading level 1. Search result Morningstar Farms breakfast veggie sausage links heading level 3 link.
I think that's all I want.
Link in Ozbox $10.98 slash LB. Morningstar Farms breakfast veggie sausage links graphic. List of 1 items.
And because it's a meat product or a meat substitute product actually gave me a per pound price, which they do for a lot of things.
Diet.rlcd link no description. Wrapping the top. Search by edit. Search result Morningstar Farm out of stock via substitute.
And it's out of stock, so we can't get that this week. So we'll get that next week.
Since it's out of stock, will it show you other things like.
There's a view substitute.
Link $5 heading level link out of stock via substitute button.
So if there's a button that says view substitute, let's see what it. We could hit enter on that.
Main region.
Let's see if it shows what it shows us here. Nope, it's not coming up with any substitute.
Yeah, I don't think they have a substitute.
Yeah. Sometimes the shopper itself will substitute stuff. So search for something else.
Peapod order and peep from frozen one morning stuff English muffins.
English muffins.
Search results. Search results for search by enter. E-N-G-L-I-A space M-U-M-I-S enter.
Kellogg's.
can we go down and order one package and then change it to add one more? Do you up arrow to add one more and then go back down arrow just to make sure there's two in there? When I was doing this today with Chrome, I couldn't up arrow. I put in two and then I would up arrow and come back down to see if there were two in there. And it went like way up to the top. It was nowhere near where I was.
I'll put some English muffins in the cart that I'm going to go up to make it two quantity, then I'll back it down to one. So let's try that.
Okay.
So let's find some English muffins in this.
English muffins heading level 2. Thomas's English muffins original -6CT heading level 3.
Okay, so let me try this one. I'm going to add one to the cart.
Add the cart button, enter main region. Go back, English muffins, cream cheese, butter, and...
And let's go back.
Search by edit, quantity, and cart edit, one.
Okay, it says one in cart right now.
Did you just up arrow, or...
I'll tell you a little trick I found. Once you add something to your cart, under that item, it now has an edit field that tells you how many there are in it. The edit field of drawers is just E. So if it...
Oh, okay. You did it by E.
Yeah,
all right.
So you could have got there with the arrow keys eventually, but it's a little bit quicker that way. So let me add one more to cart.
Add one more to cart button. Enter main region. Go back, English muffins, cream cheese, butter, and...
Okay.
Edit two.
Now it says two in there. So below that is...
Add one more to cart button.
Is the add one more cart. Above it should be to remove one.
Edit quantity and cart. Remove item from cart button, quantity and cart, edit 2, add 1, stop and shop, link 12, stop, add edit 1, remove item, link dollar for heading level 3, link Thomas's English muffins original.
Okay, I actually do see a problem here. It's not actually showing me the minus button. Is this the problem you were having, Judy? You couldn't find out it's a press?
I guess I was jumping all over the place. I used to put something in the edit box. Then I would just up arrow to add one more or to remove, and it just threw me way the heck out of...
Okay, so I'm not experiencing that. It's arrowing up and down fine. It says remove from cart, and then...
Add one more to cart button. Stop and shop English muffins original. Quantity, and remove item from cart button.
Let me try moving it, see if it...
Remove item from cart button to activate. Quantity and cart edit, one.
Okay, yep. Now it's back down to one, yeah.
Okay, so you're really using that E for the edit to maneuver around.
Yeah, it seems like it's working okay.
This is Margaret. What I've done sometimes is actually... go into that edit box and delete the one and then type in the two.
I've done that as well. I do that if it's a big quantity of stuff that it's too cumbersome to keep hitting add. Like, for instance, if we buy like bottles of water, and if we want a dozen of them, we don't hit add for a dozen. I just edit that edit field, say like a dozen bottles of water or something like that.
Add one more, enter, add one.
Let me show you an example of that.
English muffin.
We buy water that's called Clear Splash. It's just bottles of flavored water.
Enter. CLEA@BAAH enter. Search by clear as virtual piece. A clear splash sparkling water beverage wild cherry heading level 3 lick.
Okay, so say I want wild cherry. Let me add to the cart here.
Add to cart but space main region.
And now
search result.
It should say in the edit field it should say one.
Search by a quantity and cart edit one.
And say I want a dozen.
Enter main region.
I'll just change that to 12.
Two. Add one more. Clear splash sparkling water.
And just to make sure, what I do sometimes is I'll go to the top of the page here.
Top of file, clear splash spark, add the cart button to add virtual PC. Searchers visit main link, home main list, browse aisles, my shop button, med list, add search by edit, guest $26.6.
So it says $26. Okay, so say I want to add more. Let's go to a different one.
Search results, product warning, edit level 4, large, blank, okay, enter, clear.
Let's try something else. Let's try, different flavor.
Clear splash.
If everybody heard there, it said warning.
Large quantity.
At large quantity. So it warned you just to make sure you haven't made a mistake.
I think 10 is the cutoff for what it considers to be a large cut. So let me add this one to the cart.
Add to cart, enter main region.
And I'm going to change
search
this.
Result. Search by add quantity and cart edit. One. Enter
try
main
this
region.
To 12.
Add one more. Clear splash. Add to cart, but virtual piece. Add to cart. Add to cart.
Now let me check the total.
Visit main link, main browse aisle, my shop list, and search by edit, guest $38.5.
Yep, $38, okay. That's always a sure way of actually knowing that stuff is actually being added. You always look at the amount that you got in there. So, Judy, what other kind of problems are you having with this?
It wasn't working the way I was used to it with my Internet Explorer and Windows 7. I mean, I would say add one to cart. And then what I always did, and I guess I don't think I can just do this. I would just like up arrow and then down arrow real fast back into it. And it would say one in cart. And then sometimes I would just up and down arrow, just, you know, one space or one space up or one space down in and out of that little edit box. And that just didn't seem to be working in the Chrome.
I haven't tried it recently with Peapod, although I use Peapod all the time. But I had the same problem with Amazon just a couple of days ago using Chrome. And I've been using Chrome for a long time. But I had this problem where if I tried to change the quantity by either arrow, if I arrowed up, it would delete it completely from my cart. If I arrowed down, it would throw me out of the edit box. And I eventually realized that what it was doing, when I would try and type in another quantity, it would create a little list below that edit box, a vertical list of things that said 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. And I had to click on the one that I wanted. And it was very confusing. It took me 10 or 15 minutes to do something that should have taken me 30 seconds.
You know, on Amazon, especially if you're in your cart where it actually shows you how many things you have. You can't really easily type in a number like you can here. No. You actually have to use that little pull-down menu. Yeah. But let me try what Judy was saying just by using arrow keys. So let me add something else here.
Search result clear splash sparkling water beverage wild chip product warning heading level 4 heading large blank. Okay, enter. Clear splash sparkling water beverage cranberry raspberry heading level 3
okay,
link. Add to cart button. Space. Okay. Main region. Sorted filter. Search results vertical.
Judy, you're correct. It actually did bump me out of that. So if I use the E key.
Grab it to bottom. Quantity and cart edit. 1. Quantity and cart. Remove item from cart button.
Okay.
Enter. Main read.
That's very good.
Clear splash sparkling water beverage mandarin orange. Clear splash sparkling water. Add to cart. Enter. Remove item from cart button. Link $0. Remove item quantity and cart. Edit 1.
I just made a very interesting discovery. With that add to cart button, if I hit the space bar on it, it did exactly what you said. It jumped me all the way out of that area, and I had to go back down the page too. I just hit the E key, but it did jump me away from that. Now, if I hit the enter button on it, it actually kept my focus where it is. And it did, and then it does exactly what you say. You just up and down arrow. Logical explanation for that at the moment, but I'm sure there's one. And it's the kind of thing that, like we're saying, there's a lot of fluidity and accessibility. I mean, every version of your screen reader will change just a little bit. The website will change it a little bit. The browser will change it a little bit. Even the operating system will change just a little bit. There's a lot of moving pieces here.
Thank you very much.
So there's something called previous items. At the top of the screen is a link to that, and actually goes into all of your previous items, unless you pick. Like, how long do you want to look back? And you could pick it, like, 6 months, a year, and it'll show you all the things you bought, and you could work from that, yeah. Let's go through the top, through all the functions here.
Main list of two items, browse aisles button menu.
The browse aisles button is pretty cool. It's like virtually walking through the store. You hit that, then you go to, like, produce aisle or frozen foods aisle, and you actually just walk down with the headings, and you walk through all the items in that aisle.
My shop button menu.
My shop is, like, the stuff you've already bought.
List and search by. Edit search.
And then in the search field?
Guest button menu.
Guest is that will change when you log in.
$39.51 button.
When you're ready to actually see what's in your cart, you hit that, the amount that says 35, and they'll show you everything in your cart.
Main navigate, secondary nav, secondary link specials.
And at specials, that's actually what's in the Peapod flyer.
Link loaded coupons.
Go to coupons. Those are manufacturer coupons that are available online. You don't actually have to have physical coupons there.
Link past purchases.
Past purchases, you know what that is. That's what we were just talking about.
Link Order Genius.
Order Genius, it kind of, like, you put in a category and it kind of picks things for you. I've never had too much faith in that.
Link Express Shop.
Express Shop, that's just like, say you wanted to do toothpaste. Instead of, like, looking through all the toothpaste things, it picks, like, the most popular one for you.
Link Shopping List.
Shopping List, that's actually what you're buying.
Help button.
Help is just, like, a tutorial.
List
that. That's about it for the functionality of this thing.
This morning, when I would go up to the amount, you know, like, under my name, it'd say $89.95, I would double tap that, and nothing happened. It didn't go into my cart to view my cart. Is it working for you today, by any chance?
Let me try that.
$39.51
button. I see the button says $35. Let me click on that.
Enter. Banner region. Main navigation region. $39.51 button to activate. Press space bar. View cart window complimentary region.
Oh, yeah, it did it for
okay,
you.
Okay, view cart window, yeah.
Blank. Heading level 1 cart. Close cart blank. Heading level 2 beverages. Link clear split.
Yeah, no. Okay, that seems like it's working, yeah. But I can tell you something about this Peapod website. If it gets really bogged down, it seems like it's not working, but it is. It gets really slow at times, I've seen. That's just volume of people working on it, yeah.